Good to talk, everybody. Last week we left off when Eli finally told his children, he started giving them teichacha. He says, why are you doing these things that I hear that you're either causing aveiros amongst the nation or that you're causing bad rumors or bad news to pass amongst the nation? The pasuk chofei, kapitel beis, pasuk chofei. In yachato ish v'ish. If one person sins to another, then the judge judges him, and they come to a decision, and then it's nimchaloi. But if a person sins to Hashem, me is followed. Who could daven to Hashem? A regular person, a judge is an intermediary to bring them to a tzad hashav, either by compromise or by paskening who's right and who's wrong. But by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there could be no intermediaries. And as a person has to face HaKadosh Baruch Hu straight, and if he has to do something to rectify, he has to do tshuva on his own. And they wouldn't listen to the voice of their father because Hashem wanted to put them to death. So in the simple pshat, Rabbi Yeshaya learns like we learn. The simple pshat is that if there's a chet ben adam l'chaveiroi, in order to rectify it, you have to go to a dayan. The dayan sees compromise, or the dayan paskens the way it should be, and he could be mefayis, he could appease the one that's being teveya. But if a person sins to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there are no intermediaries. Then you have to face HaKadosh Baruch Hu on your own, with tshuva, with vidui, and rectifying the chait. The Malbim learns differently over here. The Malbim learns, im yechata ish le'ish, if one person sins to another, ufiloloi Elohim, we are the shayfim to take care of it. We are above the people, and we can take care of it. But in Yechta, if a person sins to Hashem, which means if we're the people that sin to Hashem, there's nobody above us to take care of it. We have to be the ones to take care of it ourselves. We're at the head of Klal Yisrael. If we do something wrong, there's nobody going to tell us. We have to figure it out on our own, how exactly to do tshuva and what to do. That's the simple pshat in the pasuk. Now, it would seem from the pasuk itself, from the pshat in the pasuk, that in a chet ben adam l'chaveiroi, if you rectify it down here, that's it. There's nothing anymore that you have to rectify towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ufiloloi Elohim, the dayan takes care of it. You pay up, you owe a person a chai, which he claims you owe him, or somebody was magic somebody else, and the person has tainus, you rectify it in Bezdin, and that seems to take care of everything. The person was chas v'shalom a badger somebody, he takes care of it, then everything is taken care of. That's the way it would seem, that's the way it would be mashma over here. And that's the way it seems Bamish from a Gemara in Masechtas Yuma. The Gemara in Masechtas Yuma, Daf Pei Zayin. The Mishnah over there says that Aveirus Shebein Odom L'Chaveiroi, Yom Kippur is not Mechaperon. Actually, your Fayez says Chaveiroi. Until you're Mephayez, your friend. And the Gemara learns out of this pasuk over here, Ufiloloi Elohim. The Gemara over there learns Elohim does not mean a judge. It means HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If a person is Mephayez, his friend, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't ask any more from him. That's it. There's no more of a cheshbon to deal with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the way it would seem from pshat in the pasuk, and also from the way the Gemara learns pshat in Masechtas Yuma. But this is very shver, because it's Yodua from the Svarim, and even from the Rambam, that every Ben Adam L'Chaveiroi also has an inner Ben Adam L'Makai. If a person sins to his friend, he's not only sinning to his friend, he's doing an aveira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because this is a child of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you were pegeya in, and a parent takes the thing personally. You know, if somebody does something to someone else and the parent finds out about it, it's really a clap to the parent as well. The Chayvus Halvavus in Shari Tshuva Perek Tes states aveiras. There are two kinds of aveiras. There's Benodim Lamokim, that's when a person, he weakens the relationship between him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that's a weakness in his nefesh. Bein Adam L'Chaveiroi, where he caused damage to other people in their guf or their mamim, he also creates a bridge, in his, a pgam in his nefesh, because he rebelled against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. By going against people, by doing something against the Ben Adam, you're committing a crime against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Chaim HaVavah says so the favors. The Rambam, in Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, Mehilchus Tshuva, says the following. Kol mitzvah shebetayrin. Bein asei, bein lois asei. Whether it's a mitzvah asei or a lois asei. Im over adam al achas mehem. If a person is over on any one of them. Bein bezodin, whether it was bemezid. Bein bezgoga, whether it was b'shoigay. Kishe yase tshuva, v'yoshen mechetay. When he does tshuva, chayiv lezvadais. He's mechuyiv to be mezvada in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chein hachoyvel b'chaveroi. Someone that wounds his friend, Bahamazik Mamoinoi, Afal Pisha Shiloh Mashu Chayav Loi, even though you paid him what he's Mechuyev, Einoi Mishaper Achi Yizvada V'yoshev Melashuk Hazel Yoyla. He has to say Vidui, he has to do Tshuva. Shenamar, as it says, Mikol Chatas Ha'odam. It says in the Pasuk, when it comes to being Mizvada in front of Hashem, if somebody will be over Mikol Chatas Ha'odam, Mashme Eni Aveir. Whether it's Ben Adam L'Amok and Ben Adam L'Chaveiroi, you have to be Mizvad in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you see clearly that every Ben Adam L'Chaveiroi carries with it a Ben Adam L'Amok. And pastors, the time is because if you're Pogeya in a Bria of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a Begam in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Of the Chayr from the Gemara, it's Mashma. I like that. From this Gemara, it's Mashma. In the Echta Ish La'ish, Ufiloy Elohim, whether you learn like the Mepharshim on the Pasuk that the dying takes care of it. And it's Mashma, that's it. And if you learn like the Gemara that is going on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's Mashma, that's it. The minute you're Mephias, your friend, you don't need any more than that. So I think that the Pshad is, could be it's a little bit of a Deichik, but I think that the Pshad is, in the Echta Ishla is, at least you have a Pesach to start being Mesachim the Aveira. Now, you might not be Mesachim it completely because there's still a Chalik of it, that's the Menonim L'Amokim, but at least if you're Mephias Chaveira, you made a great inroad in being misakin to begat, yes, you have a way to go. But if a person is chayte, ben adam l'amokayim, without approaching HaKadosh Baruch, he didn't do anything. Right? So that's what he was telling them. Not that imyech the ish la'ish means that's it, you were misakin everything. Imyech the ish la'ish, at least you could begin the tshuva process by being mafayis your friend. You'll still need something. But if you're chayte ben adam l'amokayim and you don't approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you didn't do anything, and that's the case over here. You were chayte kalapi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and in Eilu, you have to approach him and do tshuva. V'lo yishmu l'kayl abihem. They didn't listen to the voice of their father. Ki chofet Hashem l'hamisam. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to put them to death. The Gemara in the Sechtes Nida asks a question. How could it be? Ki chofetz Hashem lahamisam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to put them to death. We know it says in another pasuk, ki lo yechbaz b'mayt hames. I don't want a person to die. Ki im b'shuvay midarkei hara. Only when he does tshuva, he returns from his bad way. That's what I want. I don't want the person to die. So the Gemara over there in the Sechtes Nida answers like Hashem. Kan koydim sha'asa tshuva, kan la'achar sha'asa tshuva. Before a person does tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's in a matzav, the person, where he deserves to die. After he does tshuva, then enochinami. Then enochinami lo'yechbis b'mois ha'meis. He in b'shuva. Which means, if he did tshuva, that's what I wanted. But as long as he doesn't do tshuva, then he's in a matzav where he deserves to die. But the Sifri gives a different terrace. The Sifri says, kan koydim gzardin, kan la'achar gzardin. Before the Gzar Din, of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the person to do tshuva. The Gzar Din is not final. But there comes a point when the Gzar Din is final, and if the Daddy is ready, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants him to die rather than him doing tshuva. So you have to understand, what's the pshat that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want them over here? He didn't want them to do tshuva. He wanted to kill them. He wanted them to die. Let's say it was already la'achar gzardin, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes away the kayach ha'bechir from someone. It's mashmah that they wouldn't listen to their father because they lost their kayach ha'bechir. Is it shayach such a thing that they lost their kayach ha'bechir? And if they did, why indeed did they? This same question is asked by Paray. Bayal Paray, come to Paray. Ki ani yechbanati es libay, the slave avodah, because I hardened his heart and the heart of his avodah l'maisisi oisaisai eila b'kirbay. The same question is asked over there. It's mashmer from the pasuk that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took away the koyach habechira from Paray, but we know that's an impossibility. How's it shayach that even Russia, that the koyach habechira should be taken away from him? There's many truths given over there. I'd like to say over the terrace of the Chofetz Chaim. The Chofetz Chaim says that the koyach habechira is not taken away from anybody, nor was the koyach habechira taken away from Paray. What then was taken away from Paray? When a person gets involved with chait, it's like sinking into a swamp. And you need a special siyata d'shmaya to be able to get out of it. Without that special siyata d'shmaya, of course, depending on how deep a person has sunk into the aveira, but when a person really sinks into the aveira, if he doesn't have that special siyata d'shmaya, then it's not. Then it's going to be very, very difficult. Does that mean that the koyach habechira was taken away from him? No, he got himself into the mess. It's still technically possible to get himself out of it, but the special siyata d'shmaya that's necessary for that gets taken away from him. Paray, he got himself into it. One warning, another warning, another warning. He got himself so enmeshed in aveira, he sunk so deeply into the swamp of the aveira that he lost that special siyata d'shmaya. Not that he lost his koyach habechira. And the Chofetz Chaim says that this was a mistake that one of the people in the times of the Tanoim made. So Dabar Yadua, that there was a personality in the times of the Tanoim. He himself was originally a Tana. His name was Elisha ben Avuya. Elisha ben Avuya was a contemporary of Rabbi Akiva. As a matter of fact, the great Tana Rav Meir learned from Elisha ben Avuya even after he went off the Derech. He went off the Derech. And after he went off the Derech, the Chachamim called him Acher, because he turned into a different person, so they called him Acher. Exactly how he went off the Derech is the Shaila and the Gemara, both in the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, what Siba caused him to go off the Derech. But one time, the Gemara tells us, Rav Meir was in the Beis Medrash on Shabbos learning, and somebody told him that your Rebbe Acher, he's passing by the Beis Medrash now riding on his Chamar. So Rav Meir ran out to hear Torah from him, which is a pella. The Chachamim were really against that. The Chachamim said, how can you learn from a person that's an apikairis? Rav Meir was from the greatest of Tanoim. Rav Meir said that I'm capable of throwing away the peels and taking the fruit. The psoilus I'm able to get, to take away. You have to be on the madrega of Rav Meir to do that, and even so the Chachamim were against it, which is one of the reasons why we don't pass him like Rav Meir usually. But he was a Talmud of Acher. But anyway, he came out running, and he was walking while Acher was riding on his chamar. And they were speaking and learning. They were walking and walking and walking and walking until finally Acher tells Rav Meir, he says, Meir chazer b'cho. Turn back, because I'm able to tell by the amount of hoofbeats of my chamar that we're going out of the tchum. He himself wasn't going to turn back, but he told Rav Meir, for you should turn back, we're going out of the tchum. So Rav Meir wanted to use this opportunity, perhaps, to get his Rebbe to do tshuva. He says, Rebbe, atonami chazor b'cha, why don't you also turn back, meaning turn back from your ways, and do tshuva. So Acher said, shamati me'achire hapargud, I heard from behind the wall above, a basko came out and said, shuvu bonim shayvedim, turn back naughty children, chutz me'acher. Everybody could do tshuva except for Acher. I heard that. So it's impossible for me to do tshuva. So the truth of the matter is Rav Meir still tried, and by his Rebbe's death, he was by by Acher's bedside when he died. And he told him, Rebbe, do tshuva before you die. So he died mitoich habechiyah. So Rav Meir said, Kimdumani, I think that my Rebbe died mitoich hihurei tshuva. And then Rav Meir was mispowled for him that he should be allowed into Gehenim because they didn't want to, up in Shemayim, they couldn't send him to Gan Eden because of the virus. Couldn't send him to Gehenim because of the amount of Torah he learned. So Rav Meir was mispowled, he should go to Gehenim, he should rectify his ways, and smoke started coming out of his cavern. A few generations later, Rav Yochanan was mispowled, they should already let him go into Gan Eden, and the smoke stopped. On that night, the Chofetz Chaim says that Acher made a mistake. That no one loses the power of doing tshuva. Shuvu banim shayvivim. That's a cloud bottle. Could be what they meant was that the special siyata d'shmaya that's given to a Baal Tshuva to climb out of the swamp, that he's not going to have, because he was a chayti yamachias around, caused tremendous damage to Klal Yisrael. But to say that nobody has the power of doing tshuva doesn't, you know, that's never said. The male, you could say the same shot over here. Ki chofet Hashem lahamisam. It's not the shot he took away the koyach tshuva from them, but the word is they caused so much damage. Irreparable damage, because we see that a lot of Yidden stayed away from the Beis HaMikdash because they felt it was corrupt. They felt what was going on over there was corrupt and it caused people to go away. That's Mamash Chaytu Machdi Yitzharagin. It's a Chilul Hashem of the highest form. And the Melech, Kichofetz Hashem LaHamisim, the same way Paray, there reaches a point where you have to show what's going to happen to the Mitzrayim. Over here also the same thing. They're doing tshuva now, it's too late. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to show this is what happens when you touch and you treat Kachim in a way that it shouldn't be treated. This is the way it has to happen. That is the way the Chofetz Chaim learns over there, and it's very applicable over here. It's mashed a little bit like that from the Maral as well. The Al Shech HaKadosh is a novel approach over here. The Al Shech HaKadosh says that the reason why they didn't listen to their father's Musar is because the only time a person can give Musar is if he himself is clean from the Aveira. But if the person himself is not clean from the Aveira, then his Musar is not heard by others. Chazal say, Kshayt Atzmecha, first fix yourself up, V'achakak Kshayt Acherim, then you could fix other people up as well. But if you yourself are not fixed up, then people are not going to listen to you. And that's the way he teaches, Pshat in the Pasuk, for hoyu hadvorim ha'ele, asher anoichi mitzavcha hayoyim al levavecha. First it has to be on your heart, b'shnei yitzrecha, as Chazal darshan, right? You have to fight the Yetzer Hara, and you have to, you know, listen to the Yetzer Tov, and only after that, b'shinantam levanecha. Only after that can you teach your children, only after that will they be accepting of you. But there are drush, the Velt says over, I saw b'shem the perach levonim. It says, "V'biyarta haromikir becha, v'chol Yisrael yishmu v'yiro." See, Taitz says, "V'biyarta haromikir becha." If you burn out the bed from within yourself, then v'chol ha'am yishmu v'yiro. Then everybody will listen to your divrei musar. But if a person has the chesaron in himself, then people are not going to listen to his divrei musar. So the Al Shech HaKadosh Taitz is over here. That obviously there was a pogam in Eli HaKoyin over here, Gufa, and he touches it into the pasuk. V'lo yishmu l'koyl aviyem. They didn't listen to the voice of their father. Ki chofet Hashem lahamisam. All of them, including Eli. Eli was included in that zera. Later on, we'll see how the Navi gave him teichoche, that it was a taina on him as well. Because even if he may not have partaken in the karbonos shaloi kedin, and even if he wasn't actually involved in the averis of his sons, but if he really would have bothered, if he really would have been nauseated by that Aveira, if he really would have taken it seriously, he would have screamed out against him. And there's a saying in Yiddish, Asher Tudvei Shreifman. If something hurts, you scream. Whether or not it'll help, whether or not they'll listen to you, but if it really would have bothered you, if you really had the Ha'arachet, if you really would have had the covet for the Karbonis and for the Aveira and the Mikdash the way it should be, you have to have said something. It had to have pained you. It had to have bothered you. If it didn't, then it shows it's a pogam in you, and you were also the goyim of the Chilul Hashem. So Kichovet Hashem LaHamisam, including Eli, if he already also had a pogam, then his sons wouldn't listen to him. There's a recent biography that came out on Rav Moshe Scherer, Zechrono Livracha. He said over a very interesting thing. He said that when he was a child, there were no yeshivas, he didn't have any yeshiva katana to go to, so he learned in public school, and in the afternoon, they went to an afternoon Talmud Torah. She says, not one person from that class came out from. He was the only one that came out from. He said, years later, in the 1950s, when he worked for Agudas Yisrael, there was a letter that came to Agudas Yisrael to the office, lambasting them, and mamish, you know, being revised to them and speaking strongly against them. And one of the signatories on that letter was his Rebbe from the Talmud Torah. So he calls up this Rebbe And he says, I'd like to have lunch with you. I'd like to discuss this letter with you, you know, because I remember you. I'd like to discuss the letter with you. It's fine. Make up a date. He comes to the restaurant, and he sees that this person that was his melamed is sitting in an Ashton Hoyle cup. He doesn't have a yarmulke on. No covering on that. He's eating as though without anything. So he says, now I see where not one member of our class came out from. He says, if you yourself don't believe in what you're selling to others, so how could other people be mushba from you? I see now where the hashpoah came from. That's the pshat. If a person is misukin in his own, then his mussar, his lessons will be heard by others. If a person doesn't believe in what he's doing, or he has a begam on what he's doing, then he can't have hashpoah on others. And he said, Amayr de Kitaych, he says, we know that Noach built a teva for 120 years. Now, what was the purpose of building the teva for 120 years? To be mashpia on the world. There's a marble coming, he's out of the tshuva, to shake them up. Not one person from the Dora Marble did tshuva. How's that possible? For 120 years, he's giving mussar, and not one person from the Dora Marble should do tshuva. He says, because later on, it says that Noach was a mamin ve'eino mamin. In other words, he himself, there was a little bit within him that was lacking in emunah. Memela, the words did not come through 100% clearly. That's the shot over here. If an Eli HaKayin, there was a little bit of a gam. Hagam, he was a tzaddik yisayr oylam. Over something was missing over there. It was lacking in the kshayt atzmecha. Memela, his children were not makabim. V'hanar Shmuel, hoylech v'godol v'toyv, and the nar Shmuel, the lad Shmuel, went onwards. He grew, and he was good. Gam im Hashem, the gam im Anoshim. Both with Hashem, and with people. The Malbim speaks out. Now, what does it mean? Why is this pasuk bring it down over here? As opposed to the Bnei Eli, in contrast with the Bnei Eli, that the news about them went amongst people, the Ra, and they caused tremendous Chilul Hashem. As great as the Chilul Hashem was that they caused, Lehepach, the Kiddushim Shamayim, and the wonderful news about his development, that also passed amongst the people, that he was good with Hashem, and he was good with Bnei Yodim. And this is sort of like Agdama leading into the fact that he would become the new leader that would get the Yidden out of the doldrums from the times of the Shoftim. We know that the times of the Shoftim, especially towards the end, was a very, very difficult time. In Megillas Rus it says, "Vayhi bimei shvayt ha-shoftim." It was the time that the judges judged. Zogin Chazal. What does it mean, "Bimei shvayt ha-shoftim"? Oyloy lidor sheshayfet eshayftav. Woe to the generation that judges its judges. The judges were not on the high enough madrega. They were not impeccable, and the Megillah people spoke about them. So there was a lack in the leadership of the generation. Here the Navi is being magdim to us that Shmuel was the one that would build up that trust in the leadership of the generation. I'd like to be myself over here that it could be that what the Navi is telling us is that so far in Shmuel, we found two inyanim v'negeh teichoche that both were not the right way. Pnina, she gave teichoche to Chana, but she did it in a way where she overdid it, she was overzealous, and it was a begamah men odom l'chadeira, and she suffered, because I'll say, it was a major mistake the way she gave teichoche. To the opposite extreme, you find Eli that didn't give teichoche at all when it was necessary, and in the last minute he woke up to give teichoche. So for that, it gives us a hakdama that Shmuel was not like that. Shmuel was good with Hashem, side with Hashem, and side with Bnei Yodam. He had that happy medium where he would stick up for the words of Hashem, but at the same time, he would take into consideration the Menodam L'Chaveri. The Yalkut Me'am Lawyer says over here that, and it's really a medrash, the medrash says, Moshe V'Aaron B'Koyanav U'Shmuel B'Koyrei Shemai, Shokel Shmuel Keneged Moshe V'Aaron. Shmuel was Shokel Keneged, he was equal to Moshe V'Aaron. Famous question is, it says in the Pasuk, like, come to Moshe, that nobody stood up like Moshe. Moshe was the greatest personality in our history. So how could it be that Shmuel HaNavi was Shokel Keneged Moshe V'Aaron? The Teretz is, of course, in greatness, not shocked to be as great as Moshe Rabbeinu. But Shmuel served the purpose of Moshe and Aaron. Moshe Rabbeinu in his door, he was the conduit to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was the one that led the people higher and higher in Madregas to Dveikus Bashem. At the same time, Aaron, he was a man of the people. He was the Oyeh Shalom, the Raid of Shalom. He was the one that made Shalom amongst the people. In Adam Lachadeira. This generation needed that. Because the Tkufas HaShoiftim, Shai they were Nishol Bein Adam Lamakim, and Shai they were Nishol Bein Adam Lachadeira. The fact that there was a Pesel Micha, terrible Avodah Zarah that they brought with them from Mitzrayim to Eretz Yisrael, Pesel Micha showed that there was a Begam in Bein Adam Lamakim. The fact that there was a Maisa Pilegesh Begiva, where there was a major civil war in Klal Yisrael, where Kamat all of Shevet Binyamin was wiped out, that shows that there was a Begam in Bein Adam Lachadeira. So you needed the guidance of both a Moshe and an Aaron in this generation. So Shmuel was Shokel connected Moshe of Aaron. He had the milas of a Moshe Rabbeinu. He was an Israel Elohim. He was able to be a cause of passageway between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. At the same time, he was the Ish, a person that was amongst the people, and he was able to bring Shalom between them, and he went around from city to city, from town to town, being Mechiach them in a nice way. This is what the generation needed. Also, Chazal say that the reason why it says over here that Shmuel was an Nar Hoylech the Gadol, the Gemara says that before HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes away the leader of one generation, he already brings us the leader of the new generation. Actually, Shoka Shimshay Shal Eli, before the son of Eli set, Zorach Shimshay Shal Shmuel, the son of Shmuel was already rising. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu prepares for us the Manig Hador even before the old Manig Hador is still around. Vayavai Ish Elohim El Eli. And Ish Elohim came to Eli. Or Navi came to Eli. Vayomer Elov, and he said to him, Koy Omar Hashem. So says Hashem. Haniglai Niglesi El Beis Avicha. Did I not appear to your father's house? Piyosham in Mitzrayim LeBeis Paroi. Didn't I appear to Aaron, your ancestor, when they were in Mitzrayim in the house of Paroi? Who was this Israel Elikim that appeared to Eli? Chazal say in Seder Olam that this was Elkanah. This was the father of Shmuel. He was a Navi. And he was the one over here that appeared to Eli to give him over this Nebuah. And the Malvin says in Hechet Pesi that it was Elkanah. There was another Navi at the time, a well-known person by the name of Pinchas ben Elazar. He was still around at the time. So how do we know that it wasn't Pinchas, who was one of the main Mechichim in the generation? Zok to Malvin, it's impossible that it could have been Pinchas. Why? Because Pinchas was Negev the Dover over here. Because Pinchas stammed from Elazar. And the Bnei Eli, they came from Isamar. Now, what happened over here? In the Seder HaDvarim of how the Kahuna worked, none of an Aviyu, they were Nifter. So all that was left was Elazar and Isamar. So Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKoyen, he got the Kahuna, and he became the Kohen Gadol, and he became the Mashiach of the Dor. But at the Maisa Pilegesh Begiva, there was a tremendous taina on Klal Yisrael as a whole, and it was a taina on Pinchas Beprat. Because if he was a leader of the generation, and he was the Kohen Gadol, why wasn't he Mashiach Klal Yisrael? Why didn't he bring them to a higher Madrega? How could he allow such a Maisa, such a major tragedy to take place? So the Kahuna was taken away from the Bnei Elazar, and it was given over to the Bnei Yisamar. That was Eli and his Mishpach. So now the Navi is going to come and say that this short-lived position is going back now to Pinchas and to his family. So Pinchas was Negev the Dover. He'd be the one that's gaining from the Nevuah. His family is gaining from the Nevuah. He could not be the one that would be giving over this news. The Melech of the Malbim, that it had to be Elkanah. Now it's interesting, if it's Taka Elkanah, so why didn't the Pasuk say Vayovei Elkanah El Eli? Until now, when we spoke about Elkanah, we mentioned him by name. So why over here does it not say Vayovei Elkanah? So I think that the pshat is, let's picture to ourselves what Elkanah must have felt like coming to give this Teichacha to Eli. What must he have felt like? He knows that Eli had a big chalik in his having a child together with Chana. He knows that Eli davened for them, and Eli gave a bracha, and Eli was raising their child to be the Gadol Hadar. So that he should be the one now to tell Eli that your whole family is going to be killed, and there's no one that's going to live past 20 years old.
from Abbas Beisra Yamusu Anoshim. They'll all die young, and you're going to meet a terrible death. That's a shrek-looking thing for him to be able to do. Whenever you find such a thing that a person does something that's difficult for him, and he has to be mevatel his own feelings, you find that his name is not mentioned. He was mevatel his own personage over here for the sake of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted him to do. So over here there was no Elkanah. He was mevatel himself over here to become the Isha Elohim. He did what he had to do because Elohim sent him. So he came to Teres and Isha Elohim, but he didn't come to Teres the personal Elkanah. The personal Elkanah gained so much from Eli HaKain, it was impossible to come as a regular person. He had to be mevatel all of his regashim, all of his feelings, to be able to be mekayim the shlichus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Another question that's asked over here is, why is it that the Nevuah did not come to Eli himself? Eli was a Navi. So why didn't the Nevuah come to Eli himself? Why did Dafke come to somebody else? So the Ralbach says a Chiddush over here. The Ralbach says that being that Eli was so old, so you could no longer have Nevuah. Where do you find such a thing that a person that he gets old can't get Nevuah anymore? I don't know. I don't know what the Makar is for it, but the Ralbach is a reason, and this is what the Ralbach said. Because he was that old, he didn't get Nevuah anymore. I was thinking that maybe you could say differently. Maybe you could say that this is Teichachet. To Eli, the Teichachet Dafka has to come through somebody else. Because when a person sees a Nevuah wasn't a clear-cut thing. A Nevuah had to be typed up by the Navi as well. There was only one Navi that was able to see things 100% clearly. That was Moshe Rabbeinu that saw Nevuah Bas Baklari HaAmira with a clear-cut sight. But other Nevi'im had to tighten it up. It wasn't a clear-cut thing. So, if it's negated to a person himself, he can always tighten it up this way, he can always tighten it up that way. It's like, you know, the Vart, Kol HaNegom, Adam Raya, Chutz Mi Nigei Atzmai. Person sees other people's Negom, his Egen in Negom, his own Chisroinus, he's not able to see. So, if he would have received the Nevuah on his own, he wouldn't have seen it so clear-cut. He might have been mevatel a little bit over here. He might have not seen it clearly. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to be dafka send somebody else to tell him this Nevuah. You should know that this was an Aveira. It was a Chilul Hashem. And because of that, the whole family is going to suffer. On this HaNigloi Nigloisi, the Gemara in Megillah, Darshan something else. The Gemara in Megillah Nabchotet says a very different thing. Tana, Rav Shimon Yechoi Yomer. The post of Shat and Nigloi Niglesi is, I revealed myself to your fathers in Mitzrayim. By the way, I forgot to mention, when did he reveal himself to his fathers in Mitzrayim? There's a Nevuah that's brought down in Sefer Yecheskel. The Navi says over there, in Yecheskel, how terrible it was that they were even Avodah Zarah. That was said to Aaron in Mitzrayim. That was a Nevuah that Aaron had in Mitzrayim. He also had a Nevuah together with Moshe, the Beis Parai, as we'll see a little bit later on. So there were Nevuahs that were in his Galut to Aaron in Mitzrayim. That's Hanigloi Niglesi al Beis Avicha v'yosem in Mitzrayim. But the Gemara in the Septus Megillah darshens the word Nigloi from the lashon of Golus. I went into Golus together with your fathers. Your parents went down to Mitzrayim. Your ancestors went down to Mitzrayim. I went down with them in Mitzrayim. They went to Bavel, Shechina Imohem. Shenemar, as it says, V'shav Hashem Elokecha Shavuscha. Hashem will return those that return. It doesn't say V'heshiv. It says V'shav, He Himself will return with you. Mashma, that when we're in Golos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes down with us. Mari, it's an interesting question. Shechina V'Bavel Hecha? Where could you find the Shechina in Bavel? Omer Abaye, B'Knishtu D'Hutzel, in the Beis HaKnesses of Hutzel, and also in the Beis HaKnesses of Shaf, B'Yosef in the Hardah. Those are the places where you could find the Shechina. What is Shaf B'Yosef? Rashi over there says that there was a Beis Medrash when Yechonya went into Golus 11 years before Churban Beis HaMikdash. Yechonya and the people that went with him, they brought with them rocks from Yerushalayim. Lefi one Gerza, it was stones from the Beis HaMikdash. And they built the Beis Medrash in the Hardah. That was called the Beis Medrash of Shaf V'Yosef. It means the removal and the settling. They removed stones from Yerushalayim, and they built it and they settled in the Hardah. So, it's found in the Beis Medrash of Shaf V'Yosef. And the Gemara says a couple of interesting things. The father of the Amira Shmuel and Levi were once sitting in the Beis HaKnesses, and they heard something moving around. And they knew that it was the Shechina. So they ran out in Pachad. They felt the Shechina literally in the Beis Medrash. They ran out in Pachat. That was the Shechina there. Then the Gemara brings down another Maisa, that Rav Sheshes was sitting in the Beis HaKnesses of Shafi Yosef in Ardor, and the Shechina came, and it was hard for him to move because he was blind, so he didn't leave. So the Malach HaShoes came, they started scaring him. Get out of here, the Shechina's here. So he said, Rabbeinu Shalom, Oluv V'she'ena Oluv, someone that's on the offensive and someone that's defending himself, Yochol V'eina Yochol, someone that's capable of moving, I'm not capable of moving. Me, Nidchem, it may me, who gets pushed away? Am I the one that has to leave, or does everybody else have to leave? So it stopped, the Rabbeinu Shalom left, and he was able to continue on learning. Now, tremendous lesson for us, that we in Golus over here, we're not alone. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us. The Ehi Lahem L'Migdosh Ma'at, the Navi says, I'll be for them for a Migdosh Ma'at, Omer of Yitzchak, Elu Bati Knesiyas Bati Midrashis Shebebada. These are the Bati Knesiyas and Bati Midrashis. And you learn from over here, if we want to feel the Shechina, the way to feel the Shechina is through davening, through Limud HaTorah, if you do what the Gemara says in the Sech B'Shabbos, Anoichi Hashem Aleichecha, Anoichi is Nutrikin, Ano Nafshoi Kishavis Yehavis. I, by myself, wrote the Torah and gave it over to you. But it could also be touched. Ano Nafshoi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I, my nefesh, I wrote it and I gave it to you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives his nefesh to us in the Torah. When you hear the great Torah, when you learn Torah, you can get that geshmak of Torah. That's Hebrew with the Shechina. That's being the Hanami Ziv HaShechina. That's what we can get in the Bat HaKnesiyos and Bat HaMidrashos. HaGutavach, everybody.